Mesechtes Makkah is Daf Chav Dalet, is four lines on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Mishnah and Ruach from Chanani ben Akasha Oimer, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakas Yisrael, Lefiko Chiyo B'lam Torah Mitzvahis, Shenema Hashem Chofetz L'man Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'yadir, and our Gemara begins, Dorosh Rab Simoi, Rab Simoi Dashin, Sheish Meus, Shleish Hasri Mitzvahis, Nomor Leil Moshe, Shleish Meus V'shish V'chomish Lavin, Kaminim Moisech Hamo, V'masayim V'abba Mishmoy Naseh, K'negedei Baruch Shal Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu 613 mitzvahs, and they have broken up as 365 lavin, which is the same amount as a solar year, and 248 asay, which corresponds to the varm of a person. And Amrav Amnuna Me'ekra, where do we see a mekar to this din? And some say this is an asmachta, as the pasuk in Vezeis Habracha states, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Meirasha Kilas Yaakov, and Torah Begematria Shismei V'chatzar Yabe, and the word Torah is a gematria of 611, and a neichiv layi. Which are the first two of the Aseret HaDibros, was transmitted directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and it wasn't Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught that to us. And Rashi at the bottom of states, Remach Mitzvah Asei, Dechol Eva Eva Imoloi Asei Mitzvah, that every Eva says to a person, do this particular Mitzvah, and Shesam Mitzvah Sleis Asei, Shebechol Yoy Mazirin Lov Shalei Lavar, as every single day we have an Azara, not to be Ivan any Lavin, and Rashi at the top of the states, Mipiak Vur Shemanum, Dirsiv, and as the Pasuk in Tilum states, Achas Dibelakim, Shtayim Zu Shemati, and the Gemara continues with the Simen, Dal Mem Shin Mem Kuf, Samach Kuf, and the Mepharshim discuss how to understand the Simen, but the Gemara states, But David Vemidal Achas Esrei, that David came and said that although there are 630 mitzvahs, but there are only 11 main principles, and the Rivan states, Shabbatchila Yetzedikim, Vayuchil Nakam. And the Gemara brings a makar d'chsiv as the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Tesvav states, Mizmol David Hashem miyogu ba'alecha miyishkoin b'hakadshecha hoyach tamim peil tzedek v'dovi elmiz bilvavoy loyrogal al shayna loy osla rei ura v'cherpalei nosa al David stated that who could live in your tent and who could live on your mountain, and David then mentions 11 categories, and David stated that one of the categories is someone that walks in complete faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zavram, an example of this type of person, is Avram Vinu, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Lecha, his Salah and the pasuk then states poil emes, referring to a worker that does work properly for his employer. An example is Abichilkio, as the Gemara describes in Masechtas Tainis. Number three, v'doyve emes bilvavoy, if someone speaks honestly even in his heart, kagoyin Rav Safra, and as Rivan brings down, like the story with Rav Safra, that one time someone wanted to buy something from him and came to him and offered him a price while he was in the middle of reading Kriyat Shema, and when Rav Safra did not respond, so the person thought that he didn't give him a high enough price, and therefore he kept offering higher prices. But when Rav Safra finished Kriyat Shema, he responded to the person that immediately when you offered me the first offer, I already had in my mind that I would sell it at that price, and Rav Safra did not take any extra money, and he sold it at that original price. And number four, Leirogal al Lashonai, and this refers to someone that doesn't lie, and Zeh Yaakov Avinu, and an example is Yaakov Avinu, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk states, and Pashas told us, Ula Yumasheni Avi Vayisa Beinov Kimisateya, and as the Rivan states, Le Rotzel Shaka Mitchilo Shama Ula Yumasheni Avi, El Shimir Huichasa Iva Piadibo, the Siva like Laskobini, Mitagminon Alai Sam Bidavua, the Lotayachalach Bri, that I heard through Navua that no curse will befall you based on you taking the brachas from Esav and tricking your father. And Ayin Mashar that learns that this is actually speaking about Lashon Hara, Ayin Sham. Number five, Le Oslare that you didn't do bad to your friend, that you didn't go into the same business and the same craft as your friend. Number six, this is someone that helps his kravim, and this way no one could say that he's the cause of any of their embarrassment. Number seven, this refers to someone that treats a Rasha in a despicable way in order to show he doesn't follow a Rasha. And an example to this is Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that after his father died, he dragged his father's bones on a mita of chavalim in order to disgrace his father. And as Rivan brings down, Nivzu Be'in of Nimas, Hanimas La Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nivzu Be'in of Shal Adam, Zech Chizkiyahu, Shenivzu Hayu Be'in of Aviv, Shenimas Ba'avidus Chichavim, as his father Achaz served Avodah Zarah. Number 8, Ves Yirei Hashem Yichabed, and this refers to someone that honors a person that's a Yirei Hashem, Zei Yoshafet Melch Yehuda, and an example is Yoshafet Melch Yehuda, Shabashasha Yirei Tam Chacham, Hayayim Mekisa, Mechabkei Menashkei, Vekari Loi Rebbe Rebbe, Mari Yomari. And when Yoshafet saw Tam Chacham, he would get up from his throne, and he would hug and kiss the Tam Chacham, and he would call him Rebbe Rebbe, Mari Yomari. And number 9, Nishba Lahara V'lo Yomir, and one that makes a Shvua, and although he really doesn't have to keep the Shvua, he still keeps it, even though it's against his interests. And an example is Rabbi Yechron, Dam Rabbi Yechron, Ahei B'Tainis, Ad She'Avol Beisi. And even though in Mesechtes Tainis on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi explains that he didn't really have to keep this Tainis, but even so, he stayed B'Tainis until he reached his home in order not to go against his word. And number 10, Kaspar L'Nasim Neshech, Afilu B'Rib B'Sevi Kechavim. And even though Midiraisa, one can lend money with ribbis to a guy, however, as Rivan states, Kadesh L'Yimshech V'Yavoy L'Halvois L'Yisrael B'Ribbis. Finally, number 11, V'Sheichad Al Noki Le'Lokach, that you didn't take Sheichad, Kagoyin Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. And as Rivan explains, Shahay Arisa Mevi Le'y Mishaloy Kaidim's Manoy, that even though his sharecropper brought his crops, and these crops actually belonged to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, but since he bought it prior to the time that was due to him, and Le'y Ratzel Likach Kadei Le'yis Le'dayin, and since he was going to be a Dayin for his sharecropper in a Din Torah, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi didn't even want to take his own money and his own pay raise from the sharecropper. And the end of Pasuk states, Oise Ila Lo Yimut Lo'ilam, and the Gemara explains, Kishayi Rab Gamliel Magila Mikra Zeh Yabecha, when Gamliel would reach this Pasuk, he would cry, Amma Manda Avalil Kulu Hud Lo Yimut, Hachadim and I Lo Yimut, and it's mashma that only if you don't do all 11 of these things, then you will not fail, but if you only do one of them, then you will fail. But certainly it's very difficult to keep all these 11 ideas. Amulei, and they responded to Rab Gamliel, Miksiv Oise Kolele, the Pasuk doesn't say that you have to keep all 11 of these ideals. It says if you do these, afilu b'chadim inayu, and even if you do only one of them, that will suffice. And the pasuk of Yisraeli lo yumad loylam will apply even to such a person. They brought a right to the Yisraeli as the loytemachi, as if you don't say that even if the Torah or a pasuk in Tehillim brings a list and then it tells us a result that doesn't refer to doing everything in that list, as ksiv krachina, as I'll bring your raya based on a pasuk in Pashas Achrei Mois, as after the Torah lists all the rayas, so the pasuk tells us, "Al tatamu b'chol egla, ki b'chol egla nitmu ha'goyim asheni mishalech mipneichem hasim nami hanegei b'chol egla hu demetame b'chadim b'nai uloi." That certainly over there you can't say that the only way that someone becomes tame is only if he goes and is oivad all arayas. However, if someone is only oivad one of the arayas, then he will not be considered tame. And of course, that can't be pshat in the pasuk. Ela ba'achas b'chol egla, and therefore it must mean that if you metame in one of these things, then you'll become tame and you'll be defiled. And halchanami ba'achas mikol elu. And even though David HaMelech listed 11 different ideas, however, when the pasuk states oise ela lo yimut lo'ilam, it means if someone does one of these things, then lo yimut lo'ilam. And the Gemara continues bo yishayov minal hashesh. And even though David gave us 11 principles, but Yeshaya actually said that we could actually state that there are only 6 principles, as the chsiv, as the pasuk states in Yeshaya, ha'ilch tzedakis v'david meisharim moyes bebetz ma'ashakis. Once again, the Gemara goes through all these 6 different ideas, as Hilch Tzedaka is Zavram Avinu, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk and Pasuk Vayiri states, Ki Yidatev Lemanashi Tzaves, Bonaves Beise Achrav, Vishamu Derech Hashem, Lasi Tzedaka Mishpat, Leman Havi Hashem Al Avram, Esa Shadibar Elov. And we see the Lashon Tzedaka refers to Avram Avinu, Vidavi Meisharim, Zesheini Makne Plechavei Barabim. This refers to someone that doesn't embarrass his friend publicly. And number 3, Moyes Bebetza Ma'ashakais, and one who's disgusted from money that comes from extortion, Kagoyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, and this refers to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And as the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis on Daf Kuf Hei teaches us, that even though Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a Kohen, but when someone that was not from his town came and wanted to give him Reishis Hageiz, he stated that he should give it to his regular Kohen, as he felt it would be considered as if he was stealing from the original Kohen, they usually got the Reishis Hageiz. And number 4, Noyer Kapo Bitmech B'Sheichad, that this refers to someone that doesn't take bribery, and Kagoyin Rabbi Shmuel Rebisi, as we previously explained. Number five, Oitim Oznei Mishmoya Damim, that he closes his ears from hearing about blood. That if he hears someone speaking in a derogatory way about Talmud Chacham, then he would not keep quiet, and he would be Meicha Kagoyin Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And Rivon states, Bebetza Mashaka, Ishle Rotzalita Latzman Rish Sage, Shehavle Adam Echot Shabal Lodon Lofanov, Afagab the Habakoyin, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, Mishum the Dummy Kilo Oishke Lakoyin, Shay Ruggle Zalitlo Matnaisov. And Rivon continues on the bottom of the right column, Oitim Ozne Mishmoye Domim, Ozne Chasuma Visusuma, Bedavaze, Shle Yishama Badav Gnai Vishaisek, Behindu Domim, Lashon Shtika, like the Lashon of Ayidim Arain. And Rivon continues in the left column, Kagoyin Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Baseich Zapelim, as we saw a story in Aseich Zapelim on that Pidalan Abbez in Bab Mitzia, that after Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon died, Nafik Richsha Me'udnei, some bugs were coming out of his ears, Vizchazil Issa Bechalma, and he appeared to his wife in a dream, Va'omala, that Hai, the Shamas Bizlusa to Tzum Rabbana, V'loi Mechoy Kedaboyli, that the reason why I received this Einish is because I heard someone denigrate in Talmud Chacham, and I wasn't Mecha properly, Alma Bechayev, Hav Ruggle, Dr. Bekach, V'lofika Kedaboyli, Baruch Hu, Lov, Al-Isa Apam, Shleimicha, Ayin Sham. Finally, number six, Va'oitzim Ina, Mureis Bura, they close his eyes from seeing beard, this refers to someone that doesn't look intently at a lady while she's washing clothing at the riverside. And next pasuk in Yeshaya states, and the Gemara continues, and then when Micha said his nevuah, he actually stated that there are three main categories, as the pasuk in Micha states, and as the Gemara explains, Aseis Mishpat Zadin, Avas Chesed Zegnil Chasadim, and finally Vatznei Aleches Zeritzaras Hameis Vachnasis Kala. And regarding these three, Micha stated Higelecha Adam Atayv Umar Hashem Derish Mimcha, and the end of the pasuk states Imalekecha, that you're considered like you're walking with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara now says Valoy Dvarim Kavuchayma, that we can make a Kavuchayma Umad Dvarim Shein Dakan Aseis Bitzina Amar Torah Vatznei Aleches, that Madoch the Torah teaches us that things that are not generally done b'tzina, like Yitzras Hames, Achnasis Kala, which are done b'pumbi, so Dvarim Shadakan Lasseis b'tzina, Al-Achas Kam V'kama, then certainly those things which is normal to do b'tzina, then certainly the proper way to do those mitzvahs is b'tznei aleches. And Rivon points out that how do we know that tznei aleches refers to Yitzras Hames and Achnasis Kala, as in regard to both, the Pasuk and Keheles use the Lashon Leches, as the Pasuk states, Taiv Leches al-Beis Aval, Mi Leches al-Beis Mishta. And the Gemara continues that even though previously we stated Bo Yishayov Amidon Al-Sheish, however Chazi Yishayov Amidon Al-Shtayim, at a later point Yeshua saw that was continued Yeridus Adaris, and therefore he now stated that the main points of the Torah are two fundamentals. And Shenema, as the Pasuk in Yishayah states, Choyam HaShem Shimru Mishpah Batsut Tzedakah Ki Krev Yishuasi Lavoi V'Tzidkasi Le'igolais. And the Gemara continues Bo Amos V'Amidon Al-Achas, and then Amos said that there's only one main point of the Torah. And Shenema, as the Pasuk in Amos states, Ki Choyam HaShem Le'Beis Yisrael, Deshuni V'Chiu. However, the Gemara is, Masalar of Nachma Yitzchak, Eim Deshuni B'Chol HaTorah Kula, that maybe Amos meant that you should dash in and you should seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and therefore it is not a good raya that Amos was a Midon Al-Achas. Because of this question, Sir of Nachma Yitzchak explains, El Boch HaVakuk V'Midon Al-Achas, Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Chavakuk states, Hine Uflo Lo'yosho Nafshoi Boi, B'Tzadik B'Menasa Yichya. The Gemara now continues, Amar Beis Rebchino, Abog Zeris, Gozo Meshu Rabbeinu Al Yisrael, Bo Abon Avim U'Bitlam, that even though Meshu Rabbeinu made four Gziris on Klai Yisrael, but four later Nevi'im came, and they were Vatal those Gziris, and the Gemara will now go through all four Gziris, as Meshu Omar, as in Pashas V'Zeis HaBracha, Meshu states, Vayishkin Yisrael Betach Bodod in Yaakov, El Eretz Dogim V'Sirayish, Av Shom of Yafutal, and the Mashmois is that the only way that Klai Yisrael will be able to have security is only if Klai Yisrael has tzaddikim like Yaakov Avinu. However, Ba Amos Ubitla, and Amos then came and was mevatel this point, as the pasuk in Amos states, Va'imar Hashem Alekim Chadal No Miyakum Yaakov Kikotinhu. And Amos was concerned that Klai Yisrael could not survive, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mevatel this gzira Moshe Rabbeinu. And Viksiv, and next pasuk states, Nicham Hashem Al Zois Gam Hi Loisia Amar Hashem Alekim. And the Gemara continues with the second gzira Moshe Rabbeinu, as Amos Moshe stated in Pasuk Kisavai, Uva Goyim Ahim Loisagia Moshe stated that when Klai Yisrael goes to Golos, they will not have rest and they will continuously have trouble. Bar Yirmiyah v'Omar, and then Yirmiyah stated, Kriyam Hashem, Matzachim b'Midbar, Am Suride Charev, Holech Lagi Yisrael, that while Klai Yisrael in Golos, they will be able to find Menucha. And the last Rivon in the Masechta is on the left column. And the Rivon explains, Mi Yakum Yaakov, Mi Yuchalias Chasik Yaakov, Ki Kotainhu, Ktanim Heim Atayvim, Shiyu Tzadikim Ki Yaakov, that the only few people that could be a tzaddik like Yaakov Avinu. And at this point forward, the Pirish is from Avinu Gershom, and he explains, Holech Lagi Yisrael, Shehela Menucha Begalusan. And the Gemara continues, Moshe Amad, that Moshe states in Pashki Sisa, Noitze Chesel Alofim, Noitze Ovim Vafesha Vachata, Vinake Lo Yenake, Poket Ovin Ovis Albonim, Val Bnei Bonim, Al Shalashim Val Rebeim. And we see that children will be punished for that various appearance, and Bo Yecheskel Abitla, and Yecheskel was Mevatel this, as the Pasuk states in Yecheskel, Hein Kol Nefoshes, Li Heina, Kenefesh Ha'av, Kenefesh Ha'ben, Li Heina, and Nefesh Ha'chotes, He Tamos, that only the soul that does the Avera will actually receive retribution and will actually receive an einish. And even if a child follows in the ways of his father, he will not receive an einish. This pasuk that we quoted is pasuk Dalid, and in pasuk Chaf Yecheskel states, "Nefesh achreites he somos ben leisa bavoina av va'av leisa bavoina ben tzidkas hatzadik aloftia v'rishis harasha aloftia." And the Gemara continues, "Moshe Omar that Moshe stated in the Teicha and Pashat B'chukosai va'vatim begoyim va'ochla eskam eretz oveichem," and it would seem that we would be destroyed amongst the goyim. However, Bo Yishayo va'Omar and Yishaya states, "V'hoyu b'yom ahu yitaka b'shefer gadol ubo evdim be'eretz ashur va'indochim be'eretz mitzrayim v'shtach v'la'ashem ba'ar kodesh b'yishlayim." And we see that Klai Yisrael will ultimately not be destroyed and will not be lost amongst the other nations. And the Gemara continues, "Amarav mistafinu mehakra v'avatim begoyim," that Rav stated, "I'm scared about this following pasuk, as the pasuk in the Teicha states that we will be lost amongst the nations of the world." However, Maskelar Papa, Rav Papa asked Rav, "Dilm b'avida mispakeshes yichsiv," and as the pasuk in Tilim states, "Teisi kisar ived bakesh avdecha ki mitzvesech lishachti," and the lashon of avatim begoyim doesn't mean that Klai Yisrael will be destroyed, and it just means that Klai Yisrael will be lost, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and find us, just like someone goes and seeks out his own Aveda and something that he lost. However, Rav responds to Rav Papa, "El misefe dekra, that I'm scared about the end of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'achla eschem eretz oveichem," and it clearly seems that we will be completely destroyed by the land of our enemies. However, Maskav lo marzutra, Dilma kachilis kishuyin vidluyin, that maybe the Pasuk means that this is similar to someone eating cucumbers and gourds, where they won't eat all the cucumbers and gourds, and certainly there will be left over, and Klai Yisrael will never be completely destroyed. And as we know, there's a haftacha that lekola shevet mi Yisrael. The Gemara continues, "Chvachoy Rav Gamliel Rav Blazba Nazai Rav Bishur Rav Kiva Mahach Madarach." There was a story where Rav Gamliel Rav Blazba Nazai Rav Bishur Rav Kiva, they were traveling on a road, "Vishamu kol ha'mayna shalroimi miplata," and they heard the sound of a lot of Romans that were gathered together in a plaza in Rome, "Berachuk me'av eser mil," and it was 120 mil away, "Vishilu b'chin," and Rav Gamliel Rav Blazba Nazai Rav Bishur started crying, "Rav Kiva misachek," and Rav Kiva was smiling, "Armuloi," so they said to Rav Kiva, "Primatim misachek, why are you smiling?" "Amulhem v'atim primatim v'chim," and why are you crying? And Armuloi, and they explained, "Halolu kushim shemishtachim latzabim mekatim lavidis kechavim yoshim betta v'hashket," that how could it be that these people that did such damage to Klai Yisrael could have security and be calm and be tranquil? "V'onu beis hadoim ragli alakenu sar pe'esh loy nifka," and meanwhile the beis hamikdash was destroyed and we shouldn't be crying. And we continue at Chavdal Ramabez, Amalahen, Rabbi Kiva responded to them, "Lekach ani mitzachek," that's exactly the reason why I'm smiling. "Umalo ivu ritzoy nikach, lo isu ritzoy ni, alach es kam vakamo," if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give such a schar, he could allow people that are oivet avi dezora to sit b'sholim v'shalva, then certainly the schar toiv will be so much greater for those that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are isu ritzoy ni. And the Gemara continues with another story with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lesben Azariah, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Kiva, as Shub Pamachas ha'ilun Yishlayim, as it was another time when they were going up to Yishlayim, and this was after the Churban Abayis, and Kivit Shagir la'atzayfim korabigdeyim, and when they got to Hatzayfim, they ripped their begodim, as from Hatzayfim, they were able to see Yishlayim, and the halacha is that if you see Yishlayim b'churbanoi, you have to rice kriya, and Kivit Shagir la'arbayis, and when they got to Arbayis, Ro'u Shul, she yotzim in base kod HaKadoshim, and they saw a fox that was exiting from the Makom HaMikdash and from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hischilu Heim Boichin, Rabbi Kiva Mitzachek, and once again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin, and Rabbi Yeshua started crying while Rabbi Kiva was smiling, and Amuloi Mepnei Ma'atim Mitzachek, and Amalahem Mepnei Ma'atim Boichim, and Amuloi, and they responded to Rabbi Kiva, Mekoyim Shekasa Boi Vazar Karav Yumas, Va'achshav Shualim Hilchu Boi V'lo Nivka, and how could it be that the base cut Shekh Kadoshim, where the Torah states in Pasuk Bamidbar, Unaseya Mishkan Yeridu Ois Elavim, V'chanesa Mishkan Yekimu Ois Elavim, V'azara Karav Yumas, and we now see a fox walking through the Kodesh Kadoshim, and as the Pasuk in Eicha states, Al Hatziyah In Sheshameim, Shu'olim Hilchu Vai, and we should not be crying. However, Omar Lahan, once again, Rabbi Kiva stated, L'kachani Mitzachik, that's exactly why I'm smiling. D'chsiv, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, V'idali Eidim Namanim, Es Uriah Akoyim, V'ezachayo Ben Yivar Achoyo, and Rabbi Kiva was bothered, V'chima'in in Uriah Eitzel Zechayah, what connection does Uriah have with Zechayah? Uriah b'migdash Rishon, Uzechayah b'migdash Sheni, if Uriah lived during the time of Bayis Rishon, and Zechayah lived during the time of Bayis Sheni, Ella tola kosad v'vastash Zechayah b'nevastash shel Uriah, however the Torah is stating that the nevuah of Zechayah is dependent on the nevuah of Uriah, as b'Uriah k'siv, as Uriah stated in Micha, l'chem b'glalchem tzion sadar techoresh v'yushlayim iyan siya v'har bayis l'bamis yar, and the pasuk describes the total destruction of Yushlayim and of Eretz Yisrael, and b'zechayah k'siv, koya ma'ashem tzavokos, oydeish v'zekinim v'zekinim z'b'chayvus Yushlayim, v'ish m'shantay b'yadar m'roiv yamim, and Rabbi Kiva explains, ad shlein eskaimin v'vastash shal Uriah, ha'yisim misyari shal tiskaimin v'vastash shal Zechayah, that prior to the nevuah of Uriah being fulfilled, I was concerned that maybe the nevuah of Zechayah will not be fulfilled, but achshav shenskaimin v'vastash shal Uriah, now that I see the total destruction of Bayis Sheni, and I see a fax walking through the Kodesh Kedoshim, there'll be a dua should have lost the Zechayah miskayemes, so I know that eventually the nevuah of Zechayah will come true and will be fulfilled. And Ein Rabbeinu Geshem at the bottom of the left column of Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph, V'aloi Uriah b'migdash Rishon hayaka kasa b'seif Molochim, and Tala kasa v'vasa Zechayah b'vasa shel Uriah, Kleima she'peronis shenibu Uriah she'oma Yishlayim le'iyum tziya, v'har bayis l'bomas yar niskayim, k'may kain osa l'skayim divin chum shel Zechayah, she'ibona b'samimish b'mehir y'meinu amin tzala. And the Gemara tells us, B'loshan Azar Umulai, that they responded to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva, you consoled us, Rabbi Kiva, you consoled us, Hadron loch ilay l'alikin, uslik la mesechtes makais, Hadron loch ilay l'alikin, uslik la mesechtes makais, Hadron loch ilay l'alikin, uslik la mesechtes makais, and we will stop over here.